Welcome to the Not All Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 257.
It was the wrong side.
The ball chalk came up all over.
No, it was a bit of a spread, Mr. McEnroe. That was a good call.
Excuse me?
That was a bit of a spread.
Look, you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up.
This is U.S. Open Finals weekend, and I'm loving it all. You've got the new Arthur Ashe biography out. We just did a review of that. This is on the heels of the 50th anniversary of Ashe's becoming the first African-American man to win the U.S. Open. You got the Borg McEnroe movie about McEnroe's life, really. And you've got the new documentary, In the Realm of Perfection, about, of course, John McEnroe. The Not Old Better Show audience will recall Super Brad, the one-time world's number one player whose brash, explosive, on-court emotionality was so intense that we have "You Cannot Be Serious" etched into all tennis minds.
You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line!
The new film, a documentary, again, In the Realm of Perfection, by French filmmaker Gilles de Carmadec, is wonderful in a kind of meditative way. Slow motion, 17 cameras, all angles, plus some great McEnroe rants, all tied together to show how truly great a player McEnroe was. McEnroe's movements are like nothing else you'll see. And you get the sense that McEnroe used his tennis skills and his tennis smarts to control the game in an unusual, never-seen-before manner. John McEnroe, In the Realm of Perfection, revisits this rich bounty of 16-millimeter shot footage of the left-handed tennis star John McEnroe at the time McEnroe was the world's top-ranked player. The archival footage is from when he competes in the French Open at Paris's Roland-Garros Stadium in 1984. It's important to point out that this film takes place during McEnroe's greatest season, when he was an astounding 85-3, a winning percentage of 96.5, unmatched by any other male tennis player in the Open era to this day. Not Old Better Show audience will likely relish this flashback, remembering well how McEnroe dominated tennis at that time, also dominating our conversation about the U.S. in global sport. As I say, the close-ups, the slow-motion sequences of McEnroe competing, as well as the instances of his notorious temper tantrums, highlight a man who played on the edge of his senses. Far from a traditional documentary, filmmaker Farreau probes the archival film to unpack McEnroe's attention to the sport and the footage itself, creating a lively and immersive look at a driven athlete, a study on the sport of tennis and the human body and movement, and finally, how these all intersect with cinema itself. I'll come right out and say it. Julian Farreau's John McEnroe in the Realm of Perfection is the best tennis film ever made. Admittedly, the Venn diagram intersection of tennis and film and genius might require a magnifying glass to truly comprehend it all, so I'll double down and say that Farreau's film is among the very best films on any sport that I've ever seen. In an ideal scenario, you'd stop listening to my voice, you'd stop the podcast right now, and you'd just go see the film. Part of its exuberance, its surprise, and its delight rest in its confounding whatever expectations you may have of it. But as we live in an imperfect world, a couple pointers pre-viewing. The tightly focused shots feature only one player at a time, most notably McEnroe, as I say, at the height of his powers, with the goal a sort of objective study of a player's strokes. Julian Faureau, the filmmaker, deftly edits in philosophical and psychological ruminations and comparisons to everyone from Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull to Mozart in Milos Forman's film Amadeus, among the many fascinating things we learn in the realm of perfection, is that actor Tom Hulce, who of course played Mozart in the film, his inspiration for playing young Mozart was, yes, John McEnroe. Crucially, given this subject, Julian Faureau lets McEnroe's tantrums, usually rendered in quick sound bites, run at length, which has the effect of making them at once more understandable, more existentially vicious, and more uncomfortable for all parties concerned, including the viewer. Filmmaker Julian Faureau shows us this tantrum footage to make several points. McEnroe, he believes, was a man who played at the edge of his senses, as I say, and as such, hated being judged by people who weren't as fanatically invested, who didn't care as much as he did. The film is stridently personal, idiosyncratic, and subjective. For me, the moment when I realized I wasn't in Kansas anymore happened early on, just as a quiet, meditative, instructional video gives way to McEnroe serving in 400 frames per second, vividness rendered in super slow motion as Sonic Youth's blistering The Sprawl plays at 11 in volume. It's an amazing sequence, this slow motion combined with this song. This overall is a great film, and the Not Old Better Show audience and everyone else will love it. 5 stars from me. Enjoy the U.S. Open this weekend, and enjoy this new film, In the Realm of Perfection. Again, 5 stars. Go see it. You'll love it. Thanks, everybody.